Hashem Yeluchem Lechem, Vatem Techrischen, Jeden Restens beim Davenen, Herzt der letzte Geschichte für verlaufene Woche, für Rabbi Yankov Leventon. Agitner Rabbi Leventon, was macht ihr?
Baruch Hashem.
No, der Mike ist er, Slomme Herren, wo ist geschehen mit deinem Baby, wo ist geil so vor?
Okay, so I'm going to talk in English. What happened was, is it was Shabbat Kodesh Parshas Bamidbar, and my family went to Far Rockaway from Bayswater for the afternoon. It's about a half hour walk, and I'm sitting on the couch with my Rebbetzin, and we get a knock on the door, a frantic knock on the door. Is this Leviton? So we open the door and we say, yes, what's the matter? So there's a man there who says, we're Hatzalah, grab your cell phone and come with us in the car on Shabbat Kodesh.
Okay.
So at that point, we ran. I got my phone and we took off to Far Rockaway. I had no idea where we were going. And we got to Far Rockaway. And there was, I don't know how you say it in Yiddish, but there was chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And chaos. Yeah. And they get there were 12 Hatzalah members working on my little baby,
okay.
A little 1-year-old. And they told me, you can't go there. They told me, I'm the father, you have to stay by the ambulance. It's nish gut. And the kids tell me, so what happened was, is my son had swallowed a piece of watermelon. He wasn't good at eating. He was born with some eating deficiency, some eating issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he swallowed a piece and it blocked his whole airway. And he went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah.
For about 5 to 6 minutes. And as they're trying to work, you know, they did CPR and all that, and they finally got a pulse back. And even then, it was critical. They didn't know they didn't think. The Hatzalah members, a few Hatzalah members told me, knock out, that there's no way that this, there's no way this baby's going to make it. The baby was out for too long, no oxygen to the brain, and the baby was not even breathing on his own. He was breathing through tubes, and they finally rushed him to the hospital, and we were sitting in the hospital, and it was very, very dark. Very dark. It was full of choshech by us. For 4 or 5 days, the baby was in a coma, totally out, paralyzed, not moving, and we were very, very tebrochen. We were thinking to ourselves, we're going to be one of those parents that lost the child. And it was the matzav was did not look good at all, and we were very, very sad. Until Wednesday, we were sitting in the hospital with my wife, and we see across the hall there's a rebbe there. I didn't know who the rebbe was. I'm not a chassidish yid. I'm a mitzvah yid. I don't know much about rebbes, but you can tell that it's a rebbe because of the way the rebbe was dressed. In a very fancy Shabbos dikah levush, even during the week, and I could tell at that point that this it had to be a rebbe. So my wife told me, quickly go get a bracha for the baby. So I ran, I saw the rebbe was leaving. At the point that when he was leaving, I waited till he was leaving, and he left and he was leaving, and I chased after him, and he was with a gabba. I asked the gabba, who's this chashev yid? He said this is the Spinker Rebbe from Williamsburg, Reb Abish.
Oh.
And so I said, very nice, could you get me a bracha from the Rebbe? And I told him, you know, my son, he's in critical condition. We don't know if he's going to live. And the Rebbe took my hand very warmly, and he said to me, your son is going to be Zeichet to Yeshua's V'schis HaTayra. So I said to the Rebbe, please, Rebbe, the matzav is Nishpashit. It's very scary for us. We don't know what to do. Is there anything that I could do to, you know, maybe a Kabbalah, something I could do to be Makabal myself? So the Rebbe says, yes. Be Makabal right now on yourself. That from the beginning of davening until the end of davening, you're not going to say one word. You're not going to talk one word. Nor davening. Only davening. No talking. If you're Makabal that right now, you're going to see grace to Yeshua. I stopped. It was very, very hard for me. Very hard for me to make such a Kabbalah. I'm not a Yid who generally talks during davening, especially in the Mokim that it's also to talk. I prefer don't talk. But even the Mokim Shemutter, by Aleinu, Ashrei Uvalitian, maybe, you know, by Mincha Ashrei, where maybe I wasn't so makbid. Maybe there I wasn't, you know, there I would talk the Mokim Tzarech. But that wasn't why it was so hard for me. The reason why it was so hard for me is because I run a very, very big camp in the summer called The Zone, Ura.
Ura.
And over there, I'm running the whole camp. There's many times I'm going to be in the shul, and I'm going to be, there's going to come up something that I have to say. And I was machlit on the spot. I'm the kabbal on myself, mikanu laba, no talking during shul. I mean, the segula from the Taisus Yontif. And that's what he told me, that it is. You're going to see great Yeshua. From that moment, I walked back to the room. We got the results from the MRI. The MRI is what it scans the brain to see if there's any brain damage. And there was zero brain damage, which was a wondrous nace. How's that child 6 minutes without any oxygen to the brain? It was very, very, it was a very big, very big news to us that we got this. And then from there, everything went uphill. The baby slowly started to wake up, and he slowly started to breathe on his own. And it went from there, Mechayel El Chayel, until today. A week and a half later, we came home. My baby is 100% healthy, without anything, without any issue.
Wow. The Master Rats for sich allein. Nivus kennt ihr sogar ein Wort für Klal Yisroel. Sie kennt ihr zu nehmen, nicht zu reden beim Davonen.
Yeah. So what I see from here is that just the Kabbalah, the Mokim Shekasha, if a person's with Kabbalah on himself, don't talk during Tefillah. Hashem is going to watch you. Hashem is going to watch you, your children, your Einikloch, whoever you have in the world. Who doesn't need a Shmira now? Who doesn't need a Yeshua in their life? Hashem is going to be Shomer you and your children, your Parnasa and your Gezunt. If you don't talk during davening, this is what I saw firsthand. Me by my mishpacha. My baby's healthy today, and yes, it's 2.5 weeks now. I have not spoken one word during tefillah.
Yeah. Hashem yiluchem elochem v'atem techrishen izato masach naches v'naiv kind gezinterheit.
Amen. Yashakayach.
Agitn.
Agitn.